is Daf Pei Ches, the very last Daf. It's only an Amud. It's going to be a short Daf today. But Masech, we're going to begin Maseches Sukkah tomorrow. Right, Sukkah we're doing, right? That's what we said? Right, so the Gemara, we got to the bottom of Pei Zayin and Beis. The Gemara introduced the Tefillah of Ne'ila. We had a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav said that Ne'ila was a full-fledged Tefillah, and Shmuel said it was just a few extra words, Ma'anu, Mechayenu. So on this topic, the Gemara says last five lines of Pei Zayin and Beis, Amar Rav, Tfilas Ne'ila Poteres Es Shel Arvis. That the Brach of Ne'ila, rather the Tefillah of Ne'ila, exempts the requirement of a davening Marv. So the Gemara says, is that really true? The Gemara says, yes, Rav Latame, Damar Tzlusa Yaserahi. This could only make sense if you hold Ne'ila itself is a Tefillah. If you hold like Shmuel, that Ne'ila is not the Tefillah, then it certainly cannot exempt one's obligation of davening Marv. So this is Rav Lashita, so that Ne'ila, in fact, is a Tzlusa Yaserah. V'cheven detzali, once you daven Ne'ila, su lo tzarech, you don't have to daven Marv again. Ne'ila is, in essence, Marv. So umi amar Rav, hachi does Rav really hold this way? V'ham Rav, halacha k'direh ha'omer, tfilas arvis reshus. Doesn't Rav hold that it's only reshus? So how do you use lashon of poteris? You only say poteris when there's a chiv, when there's an obligation. So if you hold tfilas arvis is a chova, you could talk about poteris, you're exempt of the obligation. But if you hold that tfilas arvis is only reshus, like Rav himself holds, and that's how he paskin, you don't use a lashon of a poter. So Gemara says, L'divrei Omer, Chova Kamer. No, Rav was working, even though we don't paskin this way, but Rav was working within the understanding that Tfilas Ma'arvis is a Chova, and those who hold the Chova, Ne'ila is Poteres Echiv, even though Eina Chanami paskin it's a Rishus, in the end of the day, it exempts that obligation. Now, even how we paskin it's Rishus, Tosfos already points out that it's not really Rishus, it's not an option, you don't get to just choose, I'm not in the mood to daven tonight. What it means is, they have another obligation, so then you have a tension of different things, so then Marv would be pushed aside versus another obligation. But if nothing stands in the way, and you have nothing else to do other than to daven Marv, then Marv is even a Chova, so it's not that inaccurate to use a Lashon of Poteris, even the man Da'amar, Arvis is a Rishus. So Gemara now says, last three lines of the page, Yemesiv asks the question from Ebraisa, or Yom HaKippurim, Mispal Sheva, Misfada, the Leil Yom Kippur, you daven seven brachos, and you say, Vidoy, Shachris, Sheva, Misfada, Musav, Sheva, Misfada, B'ni'ila, Mispalel, Sheva, U'misvada, and then Arvis, Mispalel, Sheva, Sheva, Me'ein, Shmone Esra. So according to the Tanakhama, that the Mariv is also an abridged Mariv. Rashi says, last Rashi in the Amud here, Sheva, Me'ein, Shmone Esra, Gimel Rishonos, V'Gimel Achronos, Kitiknan, those are as is. If Omer Havinenu Be'em, so the Gemara's and Brachas talk about this Havinenu, this abridged Shemone Esrei, which encompasses all other 12/13 Brachas in the middle. Be'em Sheyesh Be'em Me'ein Shlosh Esrei Brachas from the other 13 Brachas of Shemone Esrei. V'hit Tfilas Ktzara Shetiknu La'ovrei Drachim. This was the abridged Tfilah that was said by those who were traveling. It was too dangerous for them to have a long Tfilah. So they had this Tfilah Ktzara. Because of the tarech, because they're hungry, they have to get home, they need to eat, all that. So therefore, they had a special heter to daven this bridge tefillah ktzara, matzah Shabbos, matzah Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, back to the Gemara, says Mishum Avosav that he has a tradition from his fathers, Mispalal Shmone Esrei Shleimus. No, matzah Yom Kippur, you must say a full 18 bracha Shmone Esrei. Mipnei Shetzarech Lomer Havdalah Bechonin Hadas. You have to say Havdalah. If you have a Havinenu, there's no place to insert a Tachron Antanu, to insert Havdalah, so you have to say the long 18 Bracha Shemone Esrei. Either way, what comes out from this, they both agree, both the Chachamim and Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, they held that you would say Mariv on top of already saying Ne'ila. Their only debate is, what is Matzah Yom Kippur Mariv? Was it an abridged Mariv, or was it a full Mariv? But you definitely said Mariv, even though you had also said Ne'ila, because again, the Brisa says, Ne'ila, Mispal Sheva, Misvada, Arvis, Mispal Sheva, Mispal Sheva, Main Shemone Esrei. So clearly, it does not, Ne'ila does not exempt the Tefillah of Mariv. So Gemara says it's a Tanahi, it's a really machlokas Tanaim, whether or not Ne'ila exempts Marv or not. What's his machlokas Tanaim? So when at first glance, when you read the Gemara, it's not going to sound like it connects at all, but Rashi is going to fill in the blanks. The Gemara says, Detanya, Kol Chayave Tvilos, Tovlin Kedarkin Bimakipurim. If someone needs to go to the mikvah, someone's Tame, so they're allowed to go in the mikvah in Yom Kippur, even though there's an Isser Rechitza on Yom Kippur, this is not a Rechitza Shel Tainug, this is a Tvila of a mitzvah, a Tahara, that's acceptable. So Kol Chayave Tvilos, Tovlin Kedarkin Bimakipurim, that they're allowed to, perhaps they should, Tovel Yom Kippur, Nida Vyoledes, Tovlos Kedarkin, Bilel Yom Kippurim, the time that these women go to mikveh is nighttime, so Lel Yom Kippur, they could go to the mikveh. And a Baal Keri, he's Tovel Veholich Ad HaMincha, he could go to the mikveh anytime during the day prior to Mincha. But after he's Davin Mincha ready, he does not go to the mikveh. If Yossi Omer Kol Yom Kulo, he's allowed to go to the mikveh even after he's Davin Mincha all day long. So what does this have to do with Nila and Mariv? This time people go to the mikveh. So Rashi explains here, look at Rashi, four lines from the top, the last word is Tovel V'holech Ad HaMincha. The din is that according to Tanakhama, the Baal Keri can only go to the mikveh prior to Mincha. Im Iro Lo Keri Kodem Lachain, if he has experiences of Baal Keri before this time, Lachain Tovel Kidei Sheyuchal Lispal Tfias Mincha. He needs to go to the mikveh, like Takanas Ezra, before one davens, one should go to the mikveh if he's a Baal Keri. So if it's before Mincha, he goes to the mikveh so that he could daven Mincha. About Ra Keri Min HaMincha L'Mal, if he only sees Keri after Mincha, after he already had Davar Mincha, Ein Mut L'Litvo, there's no heter to go to the mikvah, because you don't go to the mikvah just to be tahor. You go to the mikvah in order to allow yourself to daven. So Ela Yamtin Ache Techshach V'Yitpo, wait until Mutz Yom Kippur, and then go to the mikvah afterwards. Why? Because the Svir Lei, the Rabbanon, they hold Tfilas Nila Belayla. They held that Nila's daven at nighttime, Mutz Yom Kippur, they daven it, in which case the Yom Kippur halachas are over, may as well go to the mikveh first, after Yom Kippur is over, and then daven Ni'ilah. Uli did who? According to him, Potro, Poteres es Shel Arvis Kidirav. Because they hold Mariv and Ni'ilah in the same Zman, they're both Belayla, so they hold Ni'ilah exempts Mariv, that's why there's no heter to go to the mikveh after Mincha, wait until nighttime. There's no tefillah. Once Mincha's over, there's no more tefillah left of Yom Kippur day. It's all mostly Yom Kippur only. The one who holds that Nila is not does not exempt Mar, that's Rabbi Yossi. He damar kohayom motelitvo, because he holds you go to the mikveh even after Mincha. Why? Because he holds Nila is during the daytime. It's a different zman than Mariv. So even though Mincha's over, you should still go to the mikveh in order to allow you to daven Nila. Nila is the end of the day, and Mariv is at nighttime. He holds Mariv is not does not it's not poteris. As Marv. So this machlokas, at first glance, although it doesn't sound like it connects, is the machlokas tanaim as to whether or not Nila is bayom, in which case it would not exempt Marv, or Nila is balayla, and it would exempt Marv. So we're going to ask a question based on what we just saw. We're minhu. Hazav, Vazava, Hamitzora, Hamitzaras, Habal Nida, the Tamimeis, all of these individuals who are Tame, Tovlin, Kedarkim, Yom HaKippurim, they could go into the mikvah Yom Kippur. Nida b'yoladas tovelas b'kedarkin b'leil Yom Kippur. That they go at the nighttime. And balkeri tovelach kol yom kula, and they go during the daytime. Now the question here is: is going to be a stira? Because we just said above Chacham held that you can only go to the mikvah for balkeri up until Mincha. This price says you have kol yom kulo according to Chachamim. Now Rabbi Yossi it says the opposite of what we said above. Here in the Brisa, Rabbi Yossi Omer min haMincha l'mala ein yachol litpo. You could only go to the mikvah for keri prior to Mincha, but you cannot go to the mikvah after Mincha. But above, Rabbi Yossi says, you can go to the mikvah all day long. So there's a stira, both bein the Rabbanim, bein Rabbi Yossi. So Gemara says, no, lahalokasha, there's no question, there's no contradiction. Ha de tzali tefilas ne'ila, ha de lo tzali, depends whether you daven or you did daven. If you had not davened yet, so then you could still go to the mikvah after Mincha time in order to daven to ne'ila. That's Rabbi Yossi above that kol yom kulo. But this Bryce is talking about where you had already davened Ne'ilah, and then one gets Keri, there's no reason to go to the mikveh anymore, because there's no more tefillahs of the day. That's when he says, only mina mincha l'mala. The problem is, the Gemara really should have said, mina Ne'ilah l'mala. It doesn't say that, but the Gemara asks a different question. The Gemara says, okay, if we're talking about this second Bryce, is where you davened Ne'ilah already, which is why you can't go to the mikveh after Ne'ilah or after mincha. So, if you davened Ne'ilah already, my tamayu d'rabanam. How come the Rabbanan, the Tanakhama here, holds that you may go to the mikvah koyam kula? You already davened what you need to daven. So Gemara says there's a different reason to go to the mikvah. Up until now, we assumed the reason why one goes to the mikvah is in order to make himself tahor, that he should be able to daven mincha or ne'ilah, whatever it might be. But there's a second reason why one should go to the mikvah, why there's a certain level of urgency to the mikvah, because the kasavri Rabbanan tfila bizmana mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah on time. That's it. Just that itself to become tahor. Without any other reasons, being tahor bizmana, tefillah bizmana, is a mitzvah, and that's why one goes to the mikveh, even after he's daven mincha, and even after he's daven ne'ilah, you still go to the mikveh, bayom, because it's tefillah bizmana mitzvah. So So Gemara says, okay, that's why Rabbanan say you should go to mikvah. That implies then, Michlal, the Rabbi Yossi Savar, lav mitzvah. He must hold that there's no mitzvah of going to the mikvah, and that's why a person should not go to the mikvah even after Mincha or Ne'ilah. But is that really true? We're about to bring a brisa that Rabbi Yossi actually holds that there is a mitzvah to go bizmana. V'atani, the brisa says, Harei shayas shem kasav al b'saro, person has shem Hashem written on his skin. Harei zo lo yirchatz, he should not take a bath. V'lo yasuch, he shouldn't scrub it off or put oil on. V'lo yamud b'makom ha'tenufos, or stand anywhere where it's dirty. V'nizdamna lo tefilas mitzvah. If let's say now he has a mitzvah to go to the mikvah, he's tameh. So now he needs to go to the mikvah. So karechala gemi, the yarid v'tavah, he should cover it up, so it shouldn't he shouldn't erase it. And then he goes to the mikvah. So the question here, Rashi holds, why is this the case? Why doesn't he go to the mikvah? So Rashi says, because he might erase the name of Hashem. The others argue and say, no, there's no problem erasing Hashem's name. This is all grumma, this is all indirect. Won't be allowed to. The reason why is because he cannot stand with Shem Hashem in front of Malkum Tinufos, not dressed properly. So there are two different machlokas. What is the concern of going to the mikvah? Is it because you're going to erase the name of Hashem, or because you're standing in a place inappropriate? So the Gemara then says, either way, the Tanakhama holds you have to cover up Shem Hashem when going to the mikvah. But Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yored Vitova Kedarko. You could go regularly. You don't need to cover up the Shem Hashem. Just go into the mikvah. We will build Vaj Lo Yishav Shef, as long as you don't scrub it off. If it comes happens to race on its own, that's not your intention. That's grama. But you could certainly go in. So what's the machlok is whether you have to cover up the Shem Hashem or you don't have to cover up Shem Hashem. But Kaimalan, the betfila bismana mitzvah hi, mitzvah pligi. They're arguing about, is there a mitzvah to go to the mikvah bismana? Rabbi Yossi says the tefillah bismana is a mitzvah, and therefore go to the mikvah, go to the mikvah, even though it might erase the Shem Hashem, in the end of the day, it's still acceptable. So the Gemara says, so we see Rabbi Yossi holds that tefillah bismana is mitzvah, but earlier we said tefillah bismana is not a mitzvah. That's why Rabbi Yossi earlier said, you cannot go to the mikvah if you're ready to daven nila. So why didn't you go for the mitzvah itself? He doesn't hold there's a mitzvah to go bismana. But here he says, here's a mitzvah to go bismana, and even though it means you're going to erase Shem Hashem, we don't care. The mitzvah bismana is overriding that. So Gemara says, no, there are two Rabbi Yossis. Hahu Rabbi Yossi bar Yehudahi. This second brisa that says Rabbi Yossi holds tefillah bismana mitzvah, that's Stam Rabbi Yossi. The earlier Rabbi Yossi, who says tefillah bismana lav mitzvah, that's Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer, Daya l'tfila shatei bachorna. Literally what it means, I'll explain the background in a second, literally what it means, it's enough to just do a tefillah at the end. So it's talking about a complicated case of a suffix with a woman's tameh this day or that day. So do you want to try to get the actual day where she's tahor? So should you go to the mikvah every single day just to make sure you get the tefillah bismana mitzvah? Or wait until all the sfeikas are over, until like 30 days have passed, and then go to one tefillah at the end, and then you've got them even though you didn't go mamish the right zman? So Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says, why make the lady crazy to go every single day? Maybe this is the right time, maybe that's the right time. Wait till all the sfeikas are over and do one dip at the end, and then it makes life much easier. Because Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda holds, there is no inyan of doing the mikvah right bismana. Do it whenever there's no suffix anymore. So he holds ein tefillah bismana mitzvah. But Rabbi Yossi Stam, he is the one who holds tefillah bismana actually is a mitzvah. So the Rajba asks a question, actually. He asks the Gemara in Shabbos, he says, how is it mutter to violate the Isser of wiping off the Shem Hashem? We discussed before. Are you going to wipe off the Shem Hashem? So he says, the reason why it's allowed is because since it's not vade going to a race, if a person goes in with ink on his skin, they wrote Shem Hashem, it's not vade going to a race, and therefore it's allowed. So Rav Yashma asks a question, he says, I don't understand. Why is this even a shaila? Shouldn't we say that going to the mikvah itself is a mitzvah? The mitzvah is aseh. And erasing Shem Hashem is a los aseh. So shouldn't we just say, aseh doch a los aseh? So okay, let's say it's vade going to race. So still, the aseh of Trila should override the los aseh of mechikas Hashem. So he says, because we know the Gemara in Shabbos and elsewhere tells us, aseh doch a los aseh is only true be'idna if it happens at this very same moment. So when you wear tzitzis with shatnez, trelis, the mitzvah of trelis, can override the iser of shatnez. Aseh doch a los aseh. It's the same idna, same exact time. Here it's different times. Why? So he says that when you go into the mikvah, that's when you raise Shem Hashem. But the tahara only exists when you remove yourself, when you leave the mikvah. There's a Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam. He says that you don't get the mitzvah when you're inside the mikvah, you're not tahor. It's when you exit the mikvah, that's when you're tahor. So they happen at two different times. The mechika is when you're going down, you're yori to the mikvah, and the mitzvah is all afterwards when you go up from the mikvah. That's what he initially says, and therefore, since it's not in the, you cannot apply asidoch alos asid. But then he says That's not really true, because there's a Ran that says bidna doesn't mean mamish bebas achas. Does not mean need to be in mamish the same second. As long as it's part of the process, the ma'isa mitzvah could be a mitzvah nimsheches, that's still considered bi'inna. So when you're going to the mikveh, you read it, tzorech aliyah, that's all one ma'isa, that's all called bi'inna. So you really should invoke asi doch halachas hasei. He does not have a good answer, but he just at least toys with this particular answer. Let's go vayta, let's finish off the Gemara now. The Gemara says, last few lines, Tana Rabbanan, the ma'isa says, Hayroa kari, a person sees a kari, b'yom ha-kippur and yom kippur itself, yored v'tovel ule'erev yishav shef. He should go to the mikvah, and then afterwards he should yishavshev, he should clean himself off to make sure there's no chatzitza. Very strange. You do chatzitza after, check for chatzitza after the tevila. Ma'i dehava hava, what happened already in the past. You don't check for chatzitza after you've went to the mikvah. Ela ema mi be'erev yishavshev. What it means is, he should check himself for chatzitzas prior. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says last two medium wide lines down, ema mi be'erev de'esmo, erev yom kippur. He should yishav shef kol adam atma b'cham. Every single person should take a hot shower to make sure he's clean. She'im yira keri, if he happens to see keri the next day, l'machar yachal litpo below chatzitza, he could go to the mikvah without a chatzitza. This should just be, precautionary to make sure there are no chatzitzas. That's just a safe way to do it in case he needs to go to the mikvah. Furthermore, on the same topic, the Gemara says, Tani kami derev nachman, ha'roa keri b'yom ha'kippurim avonosav m'chulin lo. That if a person sees Keri Yom Kippur, all the sins are nimchal. They're all Kadosh Baruch Hu's mochel on all of them. It's a good sign. It's a siman tov. So Rashi points out, obviously, he says, "Haroa Keri Yom Kippur v'lo miskavin without kavana." Avnosa mechulin siman tov. Who's that? This is a good sign for the person. Yira zera v'yarach yamim. It's going to be a very good sign of long days, long life. So Gemara says, "What do you mean?" Ba'atanya avnosa sidurim. Doesn't the Braisa say that his sins will all be in order in front of him? They'll all be there, present, and not machol. So my sedurin, sedurin li machol. What the Braisa means, if a person's roa keri shelo b'kavana, that means all his averas are going to be mesuder, prepared for Hashem to just wipe them clean, have a clean slate. It's a good sin. So then the Gemara says, Tanit be Rabbi Shmuel. He says the complete opposite. He says, not true. Ha roa keri b'yom ha-kippurim yidag kol ha-shana kula. One who sees Keri Yom Kippur should actually be worried the entire year. He should be very worried. And the Gemara explained, if you look at Rashi first, Rashi says, first wide line down, Yidag Koshana Kula, Shemalo Kiblo Tainizo. Maybe he wasn't, his fast wasn't accepted. Vishbiyo, Bimashib Yadam Lahasbiyo, Kevid Hamozik Kos the Rabbo, Vishafik Lo Kitan Shapanov. It's like Evid gives a glass of wine to his Rebbe and he throws it into his face. Hashem doesn't want his Tainis. That was the Keri, was somehow Kosh Baruch Hu throwing it into your face. So the Gemara says again, Haroa kari b'yom ha-kippurim yidag kol ha-shana kula. Vim alta lo shana, if however he completes a year, he lives through the year, then muftach lo shehu ben olm haba. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Vim alta lo shana shelo meis. If the guy didn't die, if he made it through the year, he lived through the next year, muftach lo shemaisim tovim yesh b'yado sheginu alava, they must have a very good deed that protected him from whatever punishment could have been out for him, and he's a ben olam haba. That's why. But it's not a good sign to see Keri Yom Kippur, but only if the guy lives, that must be that he's doing the right thing. So the Rishpas Emes says it doesn't mean he simply just lived. It doesn't mean the guy lived till the next year, he didn't die. What Rishpas Emes means, he lived and the year was a successful year. It wasn't just stop living. If it was a year, he's matzliach, and everything he had done, beruchnis begashmi, is that indicative of him being a ben olam haba. And the Gemara finishes off saying, Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, Teda, bring your proof, how is this true? Shekola olam kula ra'ev, the entire world is starving, they're fasting, v'hu saveh, and he's full, he's satisfied through this carry. Ki asu Rav Dimi came, Amar, mafish chaye, sagi umaski, what it means is he's going to have a long life, mafish chaye means a long life, arichas yamim, and sagi miske, referring to banim, u'bnei banim, he's going to be zocha to children and grandchildren in the end of the day. So that's the end of the Masech. Let's quickly recap what we did today. We started talking about the Nila being Marv or not Marv. Can exempt Marv, can not exempt Marv. If it's Arvis Rishus, you don't speak of Poteris, but Arvis is Chova, you could speak of Poteris. And that Machlokas, Rav felt that it is. We end up saying that's Machlokas Tanaim. What is the Zman of Nila? If Nila is Belaila, so then Marv can be Poteris. If Nila is Bayom, the Marv cannot be Poteris. Depend on Machlokas Tanaim whether or not there's an Indian to go to the Mikveh after Mincha. If there is an inin, that means because you self the daven in ne'ila bayom. If there is no inin, that means ne'ila is not until nighttime. And then Gemara brastira about the Shitas Rabbi Yossi, and we end up saying that they're arguing about a different point, whether Tefillah Bezmana is a mitzvah. That's according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda felt Tefillah Bezmana is not a mitzvah. Then we said a person should take a hot shower before Yom Kippur and make sure to know chatzitz in case he needs to go to mikvah on Yom Kippur itself because of keri. And then we had a machlokes whether or not one who sees keri on Yom Kippur, is it a good sign or if it's a bad sign. Hadron lach, Yom Kippur, Meslika, Lamasechas, Yuma, Mazel Tov.